At a recent hearing into offshore oil and gas exploration, Democratic Congressman from South Carolina Joe Cunningham used this sound to demonstrate how disruptive oil drilling off the coastline might be for aquatic life. Joe Cunningham joins us now. What the heck was that anyway?
It was loud and obnoxious is what it was.
No, it was intended to be, wasn't it?
It was. It was an air horn, and we brought that in to the hearing to demonstrate from a comparative standpoint how disruptive and how destructive seismic air gun blasting is.
Okay, seismic air gun blasting is a part of these marine seismic studies for oil drilling. And what do they exactly do with sounds like that?
I mean, they blast them into our oceans to locate oil, and this is a precursor to offshore oil drilling. And they're looking at issuing these permits off the coast of South Carolina and the Eastern Seaboard, and it is extremely damaging to marine species and mammals like whales. And we brought that air horn in to just demonstrate that point.
So that's just a store-bought air horn. How do you know how much louder the actual sounds being made by those doing the drilling would be?
We use math and science. And I know that sometimes these days that seems to be a stranger in the halls of our Congress, but that's what we rely on. And we know the decibels of an air horn, and we know the decibels of this seismic air gun blasting. The official from NOAA did not know that, and so we you know it is incumbent upon us to educate him on that and educate the public how destructive this could be.
And actually, we have a bit of tape from that. We can hear it now. You are questioning Chris Oliver, an administrator for fisheries at NOAA, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, and you're asking him to guess how much louder the seismic air gun that's used in these surveys is compared to that air horn that we heard that you used in the hearing. And you're asking him to pick a number.
10 times? 25 times?
Honestly, don't know.
I mean, can you take a guess?
No.
100 times? You think it's 1,000 times louder?
I doubt it.
Doubt it. What if I were to tell you it's 16,000 times louder than what you just heard here? Can you see how that would be impactful on marine species and mammals?
I do, which is why we put mitigation measures in to minimize the proximity of that activity with the whales in question.
That's Chris Oliver, who's an assistant administrator for fisheries with NOAA. So the way it would work is if this oil drilling goes through and there are five companies awaiting final permits from the Interior Department to begin testing, this is between New Jersey and Florida, if that were to happen, there would be a sound like this that goes off something like every 10 seconds. For what purpose?
It's just to send those waves and try to locate, you know, into the seafloor, try to locate pockets of oil and where they might be able to drill test wells. And it's, like I said, it is extremely harmful and disruptive to marine species, including whales, including, you know, animals that rely on sound to find food or to communicate with one another.
There are other people, though, who say, for instance, an industry group that has said that offshore drilling would bring $1.6 billion in tax revenue just to your state alone, South Carolina. I know you say that the rewards aren't worth the risks, but that's a pretty good reward for a state which needs investments, job creation, economic improvement, just as most states do.
I would disagree. I mean, South Carolina had about $22 billion worth brought in from tourism last year alone. And so
Think this would actually hurt tourism?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And especially a oil spill off our coast would decimate it, and not just temporarily, permanently, because people come to South Carolina for, you know, the hospitality, the food, the beaches, the environment, and this area, the 1st Congressional District, is doing well right now. And something like offshore drilling would literally set us back decades upon decades.
What's the next step?
Well, we are fighting this on every single front. We introduced a bill that would would stop offshore drilling and seismic air gun blasting, and we are looking to bring a bill up in committee here in the next few weeks, and then sometime this year I would expect to bring it to the floor for a House vote and then push it over to the Senate, and I would expect the senator that our South Carolina senators, Graham and Scott, would do the right thing and get it to the floor for a vote.
South Carolina Democratic Congressman Joe Cunningham. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
We are following the massive late winter storm covering a big chunk of the country. In parts of Colorado, Wyoming, and South Dakota, heavy snow and high winds have forced the cancellation of hundreds of flights, closed major interstates, and left tens of thousands of people without power. Meanwhile, in parts of Iowa and Nebraska, heavy rain is causing flooding. Forecasters say the cause of the trouble is the weather phenomenon we've heard about called bombogenesis. That's an intense low-pressure system. It makes winter storms even stronger. Yesterday in Colorado Springs, one wind gust clocked in at 97 miles an hour. In western Nebraska today, winds are gusting up to 90 miles an hour. We'll continue to watch this story.